took a few pictures that you could see. Mm-hmm. We took some pictures for you to look at of the rest of it. It's still being built, so there's not actually that much to see.
This street that it's on is very heavily traveled all day. This is taken at about 5 o'clock in the morning, so there's no one there. But it's still under construction. You can see all the cinder blocks inside, but it's all glass building.
Is it rented or purchased?
That's still being worked out. I think
we're going
Umbrese is purchasing.
The back building? That is the front building?
No, yeah, it was... This is condominiums, houses for people living above. Uh-huh. So the restaurant is just that one floor. That's what we would be purchasing, not the whole building.
The kitchen is inside the big building.
But it's very choice space. Yeah. It's just two blocks from what's called the Ritz Hotel, which is the most famous hotel in the country, in every large city. So these pictures are glassed in there. That would all be just the serving area. Then the kitchen is behind the wall. There would be a large kitchen facility where all the devotees would be cooking.
Kitchen is within the building?
Yes.
Yes.
So one-storied building also included?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes.
There's a kitchen and dishwashing room and office.
Storage space, office.
Storage.
All inside.
You explained that it was being built for someone who was going to start a restaurant, but they didn't...
Yeah, yes. They ran out of money, these people.
Yeah.
And there were so many restrictions at this location because of these buildings here. People lived there, and they didn't want anyone in there who was going to cook meat. And they didn't want anyone who was going to serve intoxication. So practically, we're the only people that don't serve meat and intoxication. So it's actually, they're very glad.
The man who owns it said he gets 50 phone calls every day of people who want that space. It's such a good space that 50 people a day call him.
People are very interested. The location is excellent.
It's very good, yes.
It's on one of the most important streets in all of Boston.
Once we get open, we'll be able to serve 1,000 people a day.
And what are you charging?
We're charging anywhere between $3 and $8. $8 is a very big plate
with
many,
dinner.
Many preparations and different nectars and very sumptuous feast for $8. And then if you just want a sandwich or something a little smaller, you can pay just $3. We think we'll be making about how much? $500,000 a year. We should all go to you, Prabhupada. So we couldn't call the Hare Krishna restaurant because there were some restrictions in the block. So we were thinking that we would call it Sankirtan. That's okay?
Oh, yeah. They're Hare Krishna phobia. They're afraid.
Yes.
Yes.
You have suggested Sankirtan?
Yes. They think that's nice. They do not know what that means.
That's right. Our Haridas. You know Haridas, Bombay?
Yes, uh-huh.
He, Moscow, he was chanting Hare Krishna on the street. Uh-huh. And when people ask, what is this? This is cinema song.
Sometimes as devotees we have to be a little bit crooked.
We shall do everything as a material person does, karmis do. But we have to do everything for Krishna. Not person. Then it's
so. was one thing. Our best hours, some of the best business in the restaurant would be very late at night, like between 9 to 11 o'clock at night. So is that all right, if, as long as we can arrange everyone's following the program? People are up till midnight.
Still, they will come to the morning.
But there will be this picture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yes.
Should have a nice altar. Small, bunch of temple.
The temple is only one block away. We were wondering, should we offer the food in, to the deities in the temple, or should we offer it in the restaurant?
Better in the restaurant.
Better in the restaurant. Yeah, that is a little easier also.
They must know that they're eating prasadam.
Yes, yes.
There was one other thing. Manasvi, he is in outside of New York. And I don't know very much what his position is. I talked with him once. And he wanted to see you in New York. I don't know if you know that, because he says that all these things are not true. No.
He's a thief. He has taken about $25,000. He's a thief from the very beginning. What is doing now?
He's working two jobs. They won't allow him in the temple. I think he sent one letter or something.
No. You should not do that.
Also in Boston, there's a lady who may be donating $1 million farm to the Boston Temple. This is just a project that's a little bit, it's just started, and she wants to donate her farm. So that is also going on. And also, the temple is purchasing the building next door. I gave them some money for a down payment so they could buy the building next door to use it to house people that are living in the restaurant, and also for the Bhaktivedanta Institute. Because I think the Bhaktivedanta Institute is going to be in Boston. Madhava is there.
Yes. And Boston is a nice
place for it.
It is the
educational
center, right, of the United States. And so now we are fixing up the temple very nicely. We spent about $50,000 putting an all new tile floor and a beautiful new onyx altar. It's very, very gorgeous.
So it is framework or solid building?
The building?
Yeah.
It's stone, brown stone.
Oh, that is right.
Very sound.
It's in a very nice area.
Yes.
In Boston. Commonwealth Avenue is like, it was the most aristocratic street in Boston. So the rest, temple is right there, just one block from downtown.
Yeah, Commonwealth Park?
Near Boston Commons.
Yeah.
Boston Commons Park.
Not part. There is a fire, what do you call it?
Oh, pier, oh yes, it's near there, Prabhupada. That's where you landed.
Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, it's not far. We're having Rath Yatra in Boston for the first time this year. We're going to take the Rath carts down to Commonwealth Pier.
In yes.
honor of your arrival.
There is one AP store.
AP? Yes.
AP store.
Market?
Yes.
Yes, yes, uh-huh. It's still there.
Yes. That I saw first. I remember.
So there are many nice projects going on in Boston. We're hoping that maybe sometime you can come.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be very nice.
From New York, it is not...
No, it's very close to New York. Half-hour airplane ride. Mm-hmm.
So, this is ready?
You were talking about different names for the restaurant yesterday.
Pushpa Krishna Maharaj did not care for Sankirtan restaurant.
I thought that there might be a name of Krishna, like they were using Govinda, but that's obviously a name for Krishna because people know.
We wanted to have a name that was.
We wanted to camouflage.
But we wanted to have a name that was Hare Krishna movement, what's the word of it? Exclusively Hare Krishna movement. But we thought Sankirtan, no other movement. We're the Sankirtan movement. So we thought that name would show that it was exclusively Hare Krishna. Whereas many other Indians, they've named their store Radha Krishna's story, you know, and stuff like this. So we thought...
something perhaps more exotic. I was just thinking as a restaurant.
Huh? Yeah. We wanted something that was exclusively...
we have started Govindas.
Yes. Huh? That is in Hawaii, yes.
Govinda's name is name.
Yes. I always like... Now Laguna Beach, they're also calling, I think, Govinda.
Yeah. So why not continue this, Govindas?
Yes, okay.
Hmm? It's very good publicity. If many are started, they're all Govindas.
Okay.
And everyone will recognize them.
There is no difficulty.
Hmm. Govinda Adipurisham. So that's how it, Govindas.
Okay.
Sorry, looks like he can give a very good massage.
Hmm?
He looks like he can give a very good massage.
Hmm. But he saw his one defect is he cannot cook. Otherwise, he's duplicate. Except cooking. He knows very good cooking.
He can eat though.
Hmm?
He can eat prasad.
So I can travel
he
and go.
A young man must be the way he wants to relax.
The very best.
Yeah.
I'm very, very pleased. I truly been blessed by being with Satsang with Maharaj.
So, just one cooperative for the benefit of human society. We are just discussing about so many things. You can explain what I just done.
Present civilization is just like here in Detroit, producing so many cars.
Kalkan Dinchara Apna Bishai Chiran.
So how long can this civilization go on simply producing automobiles like this? So the situation is that the people are always in a state of poverty, just like the black people here in Detroit. Even they're making sufficient money, still they're always in a state of poverty because they don't know how to live. Prabhupada related one story that the capitalist and the worker, both of them, they went to the goddess of fortune appealing for a benediction. So the capitalist asked, give me such money that I will be able to work one day and it will last me for 6 months. And then the worker, he went and he said, give me $1,000 I have every day to spend.
No. He said that give me the same money as the capitalist will spend in 6 months.
You spend every day.
Say, I shall spend every day. I shall get that money every day and I shall spend it. So this worker class, there is no culture. You may pay them heavy amount of money, but they will spend it and remain a poor. Because he has no culture.
This is true.
You see, this black man, they earn sufficient money, but see their home. See their home. You, America, you have given them equal rights. They are getting money, but they have no culture. Therefore, you may pay them as much as you like. But still, poverty. In Africa also, I have seen that they have got their own kingdom, independence. But if we go to the African slums, then poverty is the richer. So this civilization will not endure. If there is no culture, simply by money you cannot maintain the standard of civilization. There is no culture. Now the American leaders, they are thinking, let us have money, then everything, of course. By money, you are covering all the defects of the social culture. But this will not endure. Day will come when everything will explode. Therefore, culture is required.
Prabhupada was explaining how in India, even the poorest people, they live, husband, wife, family, like this, very
happily
quarters.
Happily they live.
Happily.
As soon as there is no quarrel between the husband and wife, the home will be happy. And as soon as there is misunderstanding between husband and wife, they will be happy. So the principle is, the husband honestly try to earn livelihood, and at home the wife should be so intelligent that whatever money the husband has earned, she'll manage. She'll not demand, bring money, bring money, bring money, otherwise it cannot be. Then the home will be happy. So where is that training?
Or is that training? Well, there is no training. There is no culture, as you point out.
I want to say culture, not training.
As a matter of fact, even among the educated classes in the United States, there is no culture. There are no cultural roots.
There is no culture. There is no standard social life. Simply hodgepodge. This Krishna consciousness movement is the only hope to bring everything in proper order. Everything is expressed in the Bhagavad Gita. So, America is the leading nation of the world. If you work on the principle of Bhagavad Gita and train up your people, it will be ideal state, an example for the whole world. At least a certain section of the American population should be ideal. That will also do. Not that we cannot express 10% to take Krishna consciousness. That is not needed. But if there is one section of the people ideal, that will follow. But we want to create that section, our Krishna consciousness movement.
May I pose a question, Your Grace? Uh, it's less than 2 weeks that I'm asking you for the second time to instruct me. You gave me some very general instructions at my last audience, and I'm very grateful. Many things have transpired since then. I'm now here in Detroit. You'll be going on to Toronto very shortly, from Toronto to Chicago, and then I'm not sure what the agenda is. Well, I'm tremendously pleased because it's giving me an opportunity to learn in the area that you said I should be working in. In addition to which, I have ample time to study.
Yes.
And I have the assistance of Satsang Group with my studies. And I have a question. I would like to very much to keep a log.
Hmm?
I would like to keep a log of my daily activities and start preparing an outline of a book. Now, the book, very basically, I won't be starting on the book for at least a year, but I would like to start keeping a log. Now,
you can keep record.
Yes. Now, the reason I would like to prepare, keep a log and prepare an outline and start a book, say, a year from now, it would show a transition from Roman priesthood to Hare Krishna devotee. I think this would open up the door to all of the colleges and universities across the country.
Very good idea. Yes. Param Dishtani Vartate. The nature is, if we get better engagement, we give up inferior engagement. Param Dishtani Vartate. So this will be an example. You are a Roman priest. You are educated, learned scholar also. So when you come to this movement, you do not come here by sentiment or by whims. You consider, then you have come.
This is what I wanted to
yes.
say. I'm not here because of sentiment. I'm here for very, very sound reasons, and I want to explain the reasons.
But therefore we are presenting these books, that we are not a so-called sect of whimsical faith. It is based on science and authorities. Recently we have got report that our books have been taken in Humboldt University. You know Humboldt University?
Yes.
As that,
yes.
A textbook for Sanskrit class. They found it so wonderful. Because for Sanskrit scholar, it is a good opportunity to learn Sanskrit. Because each word we have given in English and German synonyms.
I want very much to learn basic Sanskrit, but I have so much to learn at the moment.
No, it is not necessary, but those who are interested in studying Sanskrit literature, for them it is very
yes.
good help. And at the same time, they get sublime knowledge.
Indeed.
Study Sanskrit and get knowledge. So you have finally come to join us. You study our philosophy very minutely and then try to do something for the suffering humanity. नाना शास्त्र विचार नहीं कनिपुनो सद्धर्म संस्थापको लोगानां हितकारिनो त्रिवने मन्नो सरन्या करो राधा कृष्ण भजनानंदी नमत्तालिको बंदे रूप सनातनो जीवो श्री जीव गोपाल दे 70% at least in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. They're not meant for idle life. They're always busy for the welfare of the whole human society. This is the sign of saintly person. They're misguided and they're suffering, and it is the duty of the saintly person to give them instruction, education, how they can become really happy and make their life successful. This is saintly person. A saintly person doesn't mean to live at others' expenditure and do all nonsense things. This is not saintly person. Ki kata vunna. You ask me some question.
Well, I wanted to know whether it would be all right for me to keep the log and to write at the work up the outline for the book. You told me to go ahead.
Yes. So
I will do that. Basically, this is what I wanted to do. I would like to continue with the group. I would like to travel with the group and keep an accurate log and start an outline and see if possibly within a year's time I will have sufficient material to start the book.
That's nice. You like this idea?
Yes.
English got a tari. English. These boys were working for this moment.
How do you like our men, the devotees?
I'm very, very impressed. This impressed me to begin with. Their enthusiasm, their joy, and their complete surrender. This is what.
That is the qualification.
This is the qualification.
Jasya devi parabhakti, jatha devi, jatha guru. That is the secret of success. If one has got unflinching faith in a spiritual master and Krishna, then he's successful. Two things. Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata. So if the Guru is false, then how they can keep their faith? That will be broken. Our process is very simple. There is no difficulty. You have seen our Los Angeles temple?
Yes.
When you purchased, it was a church. Perhaps you know. Nobody was coming. So that they were obliged to sell. They started this Sunday class, there are so many things. In Melbourne also we have seen a big, what was that?
It used to be a Christian, what they call a Christian Brothers School.
Yeah, no, that we wanted to purchase.
Oh, that nunnery.
Nunnery. So they wanted to maintain themselves by becoming washermen. Still they could not maintain. They eventually became washerman, washerwoman, to maintain the establishment. So I wanted negotiation of that. They persisted that the church should not be broken. No? It would be broken.
Yeah. There were different sections. They had a school there.
So we thought that we shall use it as temple. That they disagreed. No, you cannot keep it. You have to break it. Then we can sell to you. No, I said, break it. We shall pay for it and break it. No. Then the negotiation fell. But a huge land and we are prepared to purchase. In England, in London, I was one, two churches. I was negotiating. And one church, that man, he said, I will burn into ashes, I will not sell it to Bhakti Vedas. Recently, we wanted to purchase in St. James Park. a nice house. So they did not give us. Then we offered better price, still they didn't.
Grace, the thing that impressed me the very most at the temple in Los Angeles. Now, you must bear in mind that I am very, very steeped in Catholicism. I'm very steeped in the New Testament. So when I observed what was happening in Los Angeles, at the Temple in Los Angeles, I was seeing the Book of Acts coming to life. Something that died 300 years ago in the Roman Church. In 300 AD it died. And since then, there's been no such example. I was just amazed wandering around, because there I saw the example of the Book of Acts. I was impressed.